V'al kein, and now you'll understand also why the halacha tells us im einoi poidehu, that if the Jew refuses to redeem the donkey with a sheep, azai va'araftoi, then the law is that you chop off the head of the donkey. Ki kishe'enoi nichna b'chinas hachamor, me'achar she'enoi poidehu, because when we do not subdue the chamor, because we do not redeem it, azai hu bebechinas oirif, then the donkey is in the category of oirif, the back of the neck. Shehu bechinas mitzrayim, which is another name for Egypt. Bechinas paroi, the kings of Egypt were called pharaohs. And the Arizal says, shehu oisius ho'oirif, kamuva, that paroi mitzrayim, they draw from the back of the neck. That's where they're attached to the Kedusha. So Alkein, therefore, if we don't subdue the Chamor, the Mitzrayim, then Alkein Tzrichen Lachtoich Or Poidaiko, then we have to chop him at the back of the neck. L'shaber Ulevatel Tumas Mitzrayim. By doing that, we're being Machnia, the Paroi, the Mitzrayim, the Chamor. V'zeh Shom Rabbi Senezal, and this is why the Gemara says, Hu Hivsid Mamoinoi Shel Kohen? Lefikach yufsad mamoinoi. This person caused a loss to the Kohen. He refuses to give the Kohen the sheep, so we cause him a loss. We kill his donkey. So Rav Nosson says, look at this. Yufsad mamoinoi daiko. Look what it says. He's going to lose his money. What happens if you don't do pidyon chamor? You lose your money. Dahainu hefsed hoashirus. Meaning, the person is forfeiting the wealth, Shehu bechinas chamor kanal, which was represented by the chamor. Ki ikar hamitzvah hu liftois. Because the first choice is to redeem it. That's the right thing to do. That's the correct thing to do. K'mo sham Rabbi Senezal, as the Gemara says, mitzvas pedia koidemes. That first choice is to redeem it. If you have special reasons or special circumstances why you can't redeem it, then choice B is to go ahead and chop off the head from the back of the neck. Kizeh klal. Now Rav Nosson Zal is telling us a very important rule in Chassidus, in Kabbalah. She'ikar hachnoas hasidrachra hu lehachnio ulevarara ulehamtik hatoiv shebo ulehofchoyel hakidusha. The main victory over the sitrachra, the main success over the sitrachra, is in when we succeed in subduing it, putting it under the control of the Kedusha, and sorting out the good from the bad, being able to locate the sparks of Kedusha that are found within the Sitrachra, and to extract them, ulahamti katoiv shebo, and to purify the good sparks that we found in the Sitrachra, ulahapchoy la Kedusha, and to reintroduce it into the Kedusha, to bring it back into the Kedusha. V'zeh ikar shleimus u'avoida. That's the main mission of a Jew. We spoke about this many times. We spoke about shnai mikra v'chatargum. We spoke about the fact that you have klipos that are referred to as all bad. And you have lahavdol, the Jewish people, who are referred to as good. And then you have the in-between. You have the noiga. That's good and bad, twilight. And all the Sifrei Kabbalah and Sifrei Chassidus stress that the main shleimus of the Kedusha is when the person succeeds in addressing the noiga. In other words, getting rid of the bad, the part that's all bad, getting rid of that, okay, that's important, that's good. But that's not the real hatzlocha. The real hatzlach is that once you got rid of the bad, now to be able to take that noiga that's good and bad and be able to locate the good inside, the sparks of Kedusha that are in there and extract them and bring them into the Kedusha and then discard the rest, that's shlemus. That's the real tikkun. V'alkein, and therefore, when it comes to this chamor, the tikkun isn't chop his head off. That's not first choice. The first choice, the best thing to do is to redeem it from the Kohen by giving the Kohen a sheep and thereby being able to take this chamor and bring it into the Kedusha, bring it back into Jewish ownership. Shaideze Nichnas Kanal. If you do that, you've been machnia the ra within the chamor. V'oz ra'uyo lovoi bershus Yisroel v'lavid boy. And then this donkey is ready now to come back into the Jewish people, to come back into Jewish ownership, and to perform work for a Jew. Vazai adarabe. And once you've done that, now the chamor is no longer an antagonist, an opponent, but rather zeichel ashirus al yodokanal. The Jew will be zeichel to wealth through that chamor. Me'achar shehichnia sitra de smola. Because the Jew succeeded in subduing, in defeating the negative aspect that was in that chamor. How? By giving it to the Kohen and then redeeming it from the Kohen. Through that whole process, he eliminated the ra within that chamor. And he turned that chamor now into something that can be part of the kedusha. It can be brought back into Jewish ownership and serve a Jew. Azai mekabel mishom hoashirus kanal. And at that point, the Jew who receives this donkey back and works with it, the donkey can be a conduit for ashirus for the person. Avaldeho arifa. But if the person chooses to go the other way, forget it, I like my sheep. I ain't giving away no sheep to this guy. Keep the donkey. And therefore, we have to chop off the back of the neck of the donkey. Af shemeshaber orpa. Even though we break the back of its neck, we break this klipa, this ha'oref, im kolze einoy mahapche la kedusha. You didn't bring it into the kedusha. You broke it, you destroyed it, you erased it. That's an accomplishment. But the bigger accomplishment is if you could bring it into the Kedusha. There's a story with Rabbeinu Zal that during Rabbeinu Zal's time, there was a certain person who was a tremendous Talmud Chacham, and he studied Torah Shabbanikla and Torah Shabbanister, Kabbalah, and he started dabbling in Kabbalah Maisius and doing all kinds of big things. And people felt that he was going off the path, that he was doing, he was misusing it, etc. So I believe it's the Chernobyl Rebbe, Reb Nachum Chernobyl, who said, bring him to me, I'll fix him. So they worked out a way to get him to go to this Chernobyl Rebbe, and he kept him for a few hours, whatever it was. And when he left, the Chernobyl Rebbe said, I wiped him out. I erased, like you do on a computer, you wipe out all the data, it's gone, period. He can no longer be of any harm with that knowledge. I erased it. Somebody went and told this to Rabbeinu Zal. They told Rabbeinu Zal this incident, what happened. And Rabbeinu Zal smiled and he said, that's a trick. You know, that's an accomplishment to wipe him out. Bring him to me. Let's see what we can do with him. This isn't a little kid. This is somebody who was a tremendous Talmud Chacham and a tzaddik. He rose and rose. Just at one point, he made a little bit of a wrong turn, but wiping him out, that's not... And they brought him to Rabbeinu Zal, and Rabbeinu Zal was makarav him, and Rabbeinu Zal told him at one point that his tikkun is that he should be a balagola. He should be the one leading the wagon, riding the wagon. But it seems Rabbeinu Zal restored to him his knowledge, his Torah knowledge, his everything. But because he had strayed a certain way, his tikkun was to be machni himself in a certain way. That even though usually a Talmud Chacham commands tremendous respect and everything, in his case, his tikkun required this type of avodah. But this nikuda that Rabbeinu Zal taught us, that to wipe out, that doesn't take a genius to erase. The genius is to be able to build. And even when we're dealing with the Sitra Achra, to erase the Sitra Achra is one level of accomplishment. It's a completely different level of accomplishment when a person can turn around the Sitra Achra. And it's amazing this is relevant to today. Yesterday we read Parsha Shmini. Rabbeinu Zal has a chapter in Likutei Moran, Vayhi Bayoim Hashmini Kora Moshe, chapter 70 in Likutei Moran, which finishes talking about Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Rabbeinu Zal speaks about the greatness of Rosh Chodesh Nisan and everything. And in that chapter on Likutei Moran, Rabbeinu Zal speaks about, he speaks about the Koyach HaMoshech and a Koyach HaMachriach. He talks about two opposing forces, that you have the side of Kedusha and you have the opposition. And Rabbi Nizal says that these two are always battling each other, etc., etc. And the tzaddik is the koyach hamoshech, and the misnagdim, those who speak against the tzaddik, they're the koyach hamachriach. And Rabbi Nizal says, as long as a person is still under the control of the koyach hamachriach, they can keep him away from the tzaddik. It's when a person breaks free completely, or when the koyach hamachriach is subdued completely, then it's the natural flow, it's natural for everything to be drawn to the Koyach HaMoshech, to the Tzaddik. This is how Rabbeinu Zal finishes that topic in Likutei Moran. Rav Nosson Zal in Likutei Halachos, there are two places in Likutei Halachos that he has a major discussion on that chapter in Likutei Moran, chapter 70. One is in Hilchas Yontif, I think Halacha Dalet, and the second one is in Choshen Mishpat, the first part of Choshen Mishpat, where he has a whole discussion, and Rav Nosson Zal adds to Rabbeinu Zal's words this point that yes, we have Koyach HaMoshech versus Koyach HaMachriach, and we're hoping for the Koyach HaMachriach to go away, to be defeated. But Rav Nosson Zal says, but the real accomplishment is when the person turns the Koyach HaMachriach around and uses that to help out the Kedusha. And he brings a few very powerful proofs. We say in Kriya Shema, V'yohavta es Hashem alekecha, you will love Hashem b'chol levavecha. It doesn't say b'chol libcha, with your whole heart. It says with your entire hearts, plural, levavecha. So the Gemara says it means your Yetzer Tov and your Yetzer Hara. What are you, nuts? I'm going to love Hashem with my Yetzer Hara? Rav Nosson Zal says yes. That the great tzaddikim are the ones who are able to turn the Yetzer Hara around. Not to fire him and throw him around. You ain't leaving. You have billions of watts of energy. I'm going to use that energy. Not only are you not going to pull me away from Hashem, but I'm going to take your energy and add it to my Yetzer Tov. My Yetzer Tov is 1,000,000 watts. My Yetzer Hara is 2,000,000 watts. I'm going to combine them to have 3,000,000 watts of Avodas Hashem. That's one proof he gives. And he gives an even stronger, another proof, a pasuk in Shir HaShirim. The pasuk says, Moshcheni, Hashem, draw me close to you. Acharecho narutza, we will run after you. Rav Nosson Zal says there's a contradiction. Moshcheni is singular. Narutza is plural. Moshcheni, draw me close to you, singular. Acharecho narutza, we will run after you. Rav Nosson Zal says this is another proof that shows that when a person is zoicha to be matzliach, to know what's koyach hamoshech and what's koyach hamachriach, who's the tzaddik and who's the opposition to the tzaddik, and he's zoicha to really have it clear, and he doesn't let the koyach hamachriach, not only does he not allow the koyach hamachriach to pull him away from the koyach hamoshech, but on the contrary, he takes full control of the koyach hamachriach and pulls him in. He says, you ain't leaving. You're coming with me to the tzaddik. You're joining me to the tzaddik. That's this acharecho narutza. That he's zoicha through the koyach hamoshech to narutza, plural. That both the koyach hamoshech and the koyach machriach come and join the kedusha. And there were stories like this. There were stories like this by Rabbeinu Zal and other tzaddikim, that there were certain people who were against the tzaddik, who opposed the tzaddik. And then somebody went ahead and enlightened them and was able to turn them around. So Reb Oizer, one of Rav Nosson Zal's greatest Talmidim, at one point had to take a minyan to Rabbeinu Zal's tzion to beg mechila, because he was one of those who spoke very, very rough against Bresla, against Rabbeinu Zal. And then at one point, somebody opened his eyes, this koyach hamachriach, this opposition, somebody enlightened him and turned him around, and he became one of Rav Nosson Zal's fiery Talmidim. And that's, right here Rav Nosson Zal said it, that's the real tikkun of the Kedusha. But here again, this requires tzaddikim, this requires tremendous discretion. Because who knows what's noiga, what's ra gomer, what's the kind of evil that you have to stay away from? And where there's a kind of evil that you have the ability to turn it around, or to extract the good from it and discard the bad. That takes tremendous discretion. Avlaidei ho'arifa, the last three lines on the right-hand column, but avlaidei ho'arifa, but when you just chop off its head by the back of the neck, af shemeshaber orpo, he said, even though, okay, you won, you defeated the chamor, the chumrius. Im kolze eina mahapcha la kedusha, you didn't convert it, you didn't turn it around to the kedusha. And therefore, the person will not yet receive the Ashirus, Shebo Daiko Mi Sitra De Smola, because wealth comes from the left side. So if you get rid of the left side, you ain't going to have wealth yet. The way that you get wealth is if you convert the left side. That Achrechon Arutza, if you're able to bring the left side into the Kedusha. Shebo Daiko Mi Sitra De Smola, Kishemachnin Hora Hanechazbo, when a person zeche to defeat the Ra that's attached to the left side, Umamshichen Oysa LeKedusha Kanal, and then he brings that, the remaining good, into the Kedusha. Veze Bechinas Yufsat Mamoine Kanal, and that's why the Gemara uses that wording. This no goodnik, he wasn't willing, he made the Kohen lose money, he wouldn't give the Kohen the sheep, let him lose money also. So the Gemara is implying that in this process of Arifa, that when we chop off the back of the neck of this donkey, the Jew whose donkey it was will lose that wealth that he could have gotten if he would have made the right tikkun for the donkey. If he would have made the first tikkun, which was the pidyon in Petach Hamor with a seh, then he would have been able, the donkey would have been a conduit for wealth for him. Because the person chose to just chop off his head, I'm not giving the sheep to the Kohen, just kill the donkey, what do I care? Then he forfeits, he loses out on that tzinor, that pipeline for Ashirus. V'alkein Kohanim Ulevim Pturim Mibachur Behemot Tmeya. Now we'll understand also why this law of Peter Chamoyer, this law of redeeming the Bechor of a non-kosher species animal, a Chamoyer, Kohanim and Levim are exempt from that halacha. They don't have, if a Kohen has a donkey, he doesn't have to do any pidyon Peter Chamoyer. Why? Ki Bechor Behemot Tmeya Ein Bo Shum Kedusha. Because in the firstborn of a non-kosher animal, firstborn donkey, or there's no kedusha there. Rak shetzrichen lachnioi kanal. The only thing is, it's from the left side, it's from the sitra achra, and our mission as yidden is to be machnia it. V'alkein hakoyhanim olaviim, and therefore these kohanim olaviim meyachar shiyecholim lachnia filu pitrei chamorim shal Yisrael. If these kohanim and leviim even have the ability to resolve the petach hamoyer of other people, of Yisraelim, mikol shkein shepitrei chamoreim shel atzmom ein tzrichem pidyon. Then for sure, the donkey that belongs to the Kohen or belongs to the Levi, the Kohen doesn't have to do anything to fix it. Just by it being subservient, by it being in the Kohen's ownership, any negative aspects of that chamoyer are automatically nichna through the extra kedusha of the kohen or the levi. V'zeh shom rabbi senazal, and this is why the Gemara says, "Im pitroi shel Yisrael." If the kohen can even fix the petter of Yisrael, then for sure his own petter chamoyer is fixed up. Aval b'chor behema tohoira, whereas a firstborn of a sheep or an ox, or something like that, sheyesh begufa kedusha, where there is intrinsic holiness in that calf, or in that newborn sheep, gam hakoyen chayev boy, even the koyen has to perform the mitzvah that has to be performed with the bechor of a seh, or the bechor of a shoyer. Dehainu lahachzikoy begdusha, meaning he has to maintain it in holiness. He can only eat it in the Beis Hamikdash. You know, there's all kinds of laws as to how even a Kohen or Levi has to treat a firstborn sheep or a firstborn ox. Me'acha sheyesh boy kedusha mibeten lekorban kanal. Since that firstborn of a kosher species of animal has intrinsic holiness from when it came out of the mother's womb, you know, from when it's firstborn. Rav Nosson says, and you'll see this discussed more, Behilchas Bechor Behema Tohera Haloch Aleph, which we had a few pages ago. Baruch Hashem.